You remember on the old Ed Sullivan show, if you've seen it on YouTube, how they're spinning plates. They got like a guy spinning seven plates in here. That's kind of what I'm doing right now. I've been here since 4:45, but we're good. Everything's fine. We're finished now. We're ready to go with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I think I'll calm down a little bit. Tell me about those Tigers. What can we look for on Saturday?
Well, I mean, this is obviously, it seems like we've been talking about this game for a long time now, Tommy. It's because we have. Obviously, a lot of hype going into this game. Two top 10 teams. There's three top 10 matchups in the opening weekend of college football. Based on what everything I've read, it's like the first time that's ever happened.
So tell me what they are, Jeff, because it is a big weekend. And I want to talk about the Tigers, but I do want to talk about the whole thing. Tell me
who's playing. Saturday really gets off to a great start with Ohio State and Texas in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, 1-2 in the coaches' poll, 1-3 in the AP poll. And then on Sunday night, LSU, we're a little bit accustomed to them playing on Sunday night. They've done it here the last few years, but this year it's going to be Miami and Notre Dame. That's a top 10 matchup there. Those two teams will be playing on Sunday night. So, just a big matchup here. I mean, I think when you look at it from LSU's perspective, so much has been put into this game. There's just so much of an effort to finally go 1-0 to win their first game of the season for the first time since 2019. Garrett Nussmeyer ready to go. LSU pretty much completely healthy going into this season. So, from Clemson's point of view, I mean, it's a big game for them as well. That they're expected to win the ACC this year. But, you know, last year they didn't perform very well out of conference. They got beat really bad in the season opener against Georgia. They lost in their rival game against South Carolina. They also had a bad loss at home against Louisville, and then when they got into the college football playoff, Texas was able to handle them. So I think they're trying to show that that they are truly one of the top teams in the country.
Let me phrase it this way. At what point is this the kind of game where, you know, you have just a slight chance of beating the team, and if you don't take advantage of every opportunity, it's over? Or is it the type of game where, okay, mistakes happen on both sides of the field, if you understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Well, when you look at the last few season openers here for LSU during this stretch of games losing, especially during the Brian Kelly era, you go back to that USC game last year. In particular, there were just a couple of short yardage situations that they were not able to convert. There were some bad penalties in the game. You go back to the first Brian Kelly game in the Superdome against Florida State. Really some bad miscues on special teams, muff punts, unable to provide protection on kicks. Things that you can't afford to have happen. It was just and even 2 years ago when they lost to Florida State in Orlando, LSU had some opportunities inside the red zone. They weren't able to put some points up on the board, and then the game just completely got away from them in the second half. It is one of those games, considering how I think both teams are as talented as they are, it's going to be one of those games where a few plays really does decide it, and whether you execute those plays or the ball bounces your way, I think it really does come down to that kind of a game. I think both offenses, I could see both offenses struggling a bit at times because LSU's offensive line is inexperienced. I think LSU's defense has improved from a year ago, and I think they can give this Clemson offense some fits. I think LSU's much better in the defensive secondary, especially at the safety position, and you got Harold Perkins where you think you're playing him at the right position and the defensive line is better. I think they can cause some problems for Clemson. And to me, it's going to come down to, you know, who's ever able to really make the big play, especially in the fourth quarter, to win it. Because I think you're going to see some big plays. I don't know if you're going to see much of the 8, 9, 10 play drive where you're scoring touchdowns off of that. I can really see, especially as good as these two teams have as far as wide receivers go, I can see big, you know, 60-yard, 40-yard, you know, touchdown pass plays happening in this game.
So are we looking at a track meet?
I don't know. I mean, I believe the over-under is 53. And I think it's going to be a little bit lower than that. I think this is going to be a game played in the 20s. I think you look at it at 53 because you have two really good quarterbacks, two quarterbacks that are early Heisman candidates, returning quarterbacks with really good wide receivers. And so I think there's this feeling that it could be a shootout. But I think LSU's defense is improved. And I think it can give Clemson some fits in this game. I think they got the right players to slow down the RPO game that Clemson has offensively. I still think Clemson is going to have their moments offensively. But I think LSU's defense can do a good enough job to slow them down and that allowing LSU's offense to score enough points to possibly win this game.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Jeff Falermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, got us a story up at WWL.com about Garrett Nussmeier ready to spread it around this year. We'll drill down on that when we come back. 620 traffic, WWL. 6:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's going to be a big weekend of college football, getting you ready for the NFL kickoff the week after. You got Texas playing Ohio State on Fox at noon, I think it is, noon kickoff? 11 a.m. Then you got Alabama playing Florida State. That's the opening act for LSU Clemson. And then Sunday night, you got Notre Dame playing Miami. So, Jeff, this is going to be a big weekend.
Big, big weekend. And this is what I like. I love the fact that, you know, college football, I know there's a lot of people that are saying, hey, I wish LSU would open up against Louisiana Tech or Southeastern Louisiana instead of playing these big, big games. But as someone that covers the team, as someone that's a fan of the sport, it seems like you wait for an eternity for college football season to start. So let's just jump right into it. Let's start seeing some of these the big time teams play each other. And with the college football playoff, we all know now that you can afford to lose a couple games and still get in.
It's happened 3 years in a row, right? I'm trying to think. It was Florida State twice and then USC. Brian Kelly lost the openers?
Yes.
So how important is it that Brian Kelly win this big opener? I think it's very important.
Well, they're putting a lot into it. I mean, they've had T-shirts that say 1-0. There's Clemson Tiger paw prints around the building. When you're in the team room, usually it shows the entire schedule, but instead this year it just shows the Clemson game. Brian Kelly has put his chips into the middle of the table saying, we have to win this game. They are putting more importance on this game. There's no talk about, hey, it's just another game, it's just another opponent. They really feel like they need to win this game. And I think there's a couple main reasons why. One, their SEC schedule is brutal, and we were just talking about it. You can lose two games and get into the college football playoff. But if you lose this game against Clemson, that really then means you can only lose one game in the SEC. If you lose two, that might knock you out. 9-3 might not be good enough to get into the college football playoff. We'll have to see how it all transpires as the season goes along. So to go through this SEC schedule and only have one loss is going to be very difficult. And I think the other thing is that Brian Kelly wants is the momentum and how this can springboard them to having a really great season. Not only does it give the players confidence, but I think the fan base, it gives a jolt to the fan base. And Brian Kelly has been here now for, as you mentioned, this is his fourth season, and he has seen it. He's felt it. He's experienced it, that you lose that first game and everybody's down on the team saying, Brian Kelly is overpaid. He's not a good coach. And it takes a while for the kind of the momentum to finally build back up again. And I think what they want to see this year is you win that first game, and that just gives you a shot of adrenaline and confidence and momentum for you to then have a really good season and then eventually get into that college football playoff.
So you're all in and you're feeling pretty good with your full house. Then the other guy flips over four deuces and you lose. What happens? I'm just saying, how do you know, you're all in. You put the chips in the middle of the table now. How does Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers recover if they lose? Because you bet.
Well, I would imagine in the back of Brian Kelly's mind, he has
Plan B.
He'll have a message for his team if they do lose this game, and he'll have a message for the fan base. But when you put so much stock into the first game of 12, and if you don't win it, that's the danger there. Of then, how do you then try to get the team to quickly change focus and say, okay, yeah, we put so much into that game, we lost, but we still have the entire season in front of us. So,
and I guess a lot
I'm
of
sure
it, Jeff.
Brian Kelly's thought about that. I'm sure he's got a plan for that, but it is the danger of putting so much into this game. I mean, Clemson is taking the usual path towards the season opener. Hey, it's a big game. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to playing LSU. If we lose this game, we'll move on. Here for LSU, they're building this thing up like it's almost, the SEC championship game is being played this Saturday.
And I guess it depends on how you lose too, right? If you play them tight and then you get beat on a Hail Mary at the end of the game, that's different than if you just get manhandled.
Well, I think one of the reasons why Brian Kelly's putting so much emphasis on this game, and we talked about it at the beginning of the interview, Tommy, is the fact that a lot of these games that they've lost in the season opener have come down to a few plays, mm-hmm. and it's been details that they have not been able to execute. And I think he wants the focus turned up much more on this game, which is why they've put so much more emphasis on it.
Hope it works. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We didn't get the Garrett Nussmeier spreading the ball around, but that's why you need to go to WWL.com and read Jeff's article. We'll talk to Mike Strain when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.